You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN Energy's daily blog, the oil and gas industry's go-to source for insight. Every day, we cover commodity fundamentals, industry changes, and developing trends across energy markets. And now, we're making it easier than ever to enjoy our blogs. Whether it's on your drive into work, while you're at the office, or at home walking the dog, settle in, turn the volume up, and enjoy.
Tuesday, June 23, 2020. He ain't heavy, he's my diluent part 2. The pipeline networks that source diluent for the oil sands. Published by Martin King. The folks who transport bitumen from the Alberta oil sands to faraway markets depend on light hydrocarbons collectively known as diluent to help make highly viscous bitumen flowable enough to be run through pipelines or loaded into rail tank cars. The catch is, or was we should say, that Western Canada wasn't producing nearly enough condensate and other diluent to keep pace with fast rising demand, so a few years ago two pipelines from Alberta to the US Midwest were repurposed to allow diluent to be piped north. More recently though, Western Canadian production of diluent has been soaring and new pipeline capacity has been built within Alberta to deliver it to the oil sands. That has the potential to reduce the need for imports from the US and may soon lead to at least one of the import pipes being repurposed yet again. Today, we continue our series on diluent with a review of the pipeline systems that collect locally produced light hydrocarbons that are eventually employed in the oil sands. The production of bitumen, the very heavy oil that comes from Alberta's oil sands, has undergone tremendous expansion in the past decade. While bitumen has become the workhorse of Canada's oil supply growth, it poses a big challenge. Bitumen's extreme viscosity means that it needs help to allow it to flow in pipelines or be transported by rail. This is typically accomplished by blending diluent with bitumen to form a flowable mix called dilbit for transport by pipeline or, less frequently, railbit for loading into rail cars. This is the second part of what will be a four-part series on diluent, demand for which has been rising steadily over the past decade along with bitumen production growth in the Alberta oil sands. In part one, we indicated that diluent demand in Western Canada has more than doubled over the past decade, from about 300,000 barrels per day in 2010 to about 750,000 barrels per day in the first 4 months of 2020. Demand would have been even higher this year if it weren't for curtailments in bitumen production tied to recent very low heavy oil prices and COVID-19. An increasing share of that demand is being met by diluent supply from Western Canada production, though the oil sands still depend to a significant degree on pipeline imports of diluent from the U.S. We also mentioned in part one that Western Canada diluent production consists of condensate, natural gasoline in the U.S., normal butane or other light hydrocarbons such as synthetic crude oil or SCO. Condensate and butane are produced from wellheads, gas processing plants and fractionation plants in Western Alberta and Northeastern British Columbia or BC and require transportation from these supply regions to the oil sands for use as diluent. Since SCO is effectively produced on-site in the oil sands by bitumen upgraders and does not require any transportation before being blended with the bitumen, we do not include it in today's discussion, which focuses on diluent transport. Let's first consider the breakout of condensate and butane that are produced in Western Canada. Alberta is the region's largest source of condensate, with the rest coming from BC and very small amounts from Saskatchewan. Based on data from the Alberta Energy Regulator, or AER, Alberta's production of condensate averaged 336,000 barrels per day in January through April of this year, with a majority of the province's share being sourced from gas plants and the rest from the wellhead and fractionation plant. BC's output of condensate, in turn, averaged 100,000 barrels per day over the same time period and was almost evenly split between wellhead condensate and gas plants or fractionators. A tiny remainder of condensate comes from Saskatchewan gas plants. As for butane used for diluent, the vast majority of this is produced at fractionation plants in Alberta. Adding up all these sources yields 479,000 barrels per day of condensate and butane from Western Canada that was used as diluent through the first 4 months of 2020. There has been more than a doubling in the amount of liquids produced in Western Canada and used as diluent since the start of 2014, though volumes flattened over the past year so as drilling activity slowed. Nearly all of the 2014 to 2019 growth came from unconventional plays such as Montney and the Duvernay in conjunction with growth in natural gas production there. We provided background on this gas production growth in our recent Alberta-bound studio session, a replay of which is available for our Canadian Nat Gas Billboard subscribers. To learn more about our studio sessions online webinar series and upcoming events, visit the events tab on our website at rbnenergy.com. It should come as no surprise that growth in diluent demand and in region production of condensate and the like has spurred the development of diluent delivery networks to the oil sands. Diluent delivery occurs through a combination of trucking, rail, and especially pipelines. All three of these modes of transport primarily zero in on the Edmonton and Fort Saskatchewan hubs in central Alberta, from which diluent is distributed to the oil sands producing sites around Fort McMurray, in the Cold Lake region and the Peace River region of northwest Alberta. There are also smaller diluent distribution operations that take place at the Hardisty hub. Today, we're focusing on the three major pipeline networks that collect liquids from the Alberta and BC supply regions for movement to Edmonton, Fort Saskatchewan. The largest of these is the Peace Pipeline operated by Calgary-based Pembina Pipeline Corporation spanning western Alberta and northeastern BC. The Peace system transports crude oil, condensate, and mixed NGLs, often referred to as Y-grade, to Pembina's operations center just north of Edmonton and for distribution from its Canadian diluent hub in Fort Saskatchewan. From there, the diluent is sent to several connecting pipelines dedicated to moving it north to the Fort McMurray area. Through a series of expansions over the past 7 years, these pipelines' liquids capacity has grown more than fivefold, from 155,000 barrels per day prior to 2013 to the current 900,000 barrels per day. Pembina announced in March 2020 that additional expansion work on the Peace Pipeline that would have increased its capacity to more than 1 million barrels per day has been indefinitely deferred due to the uncertainties created by the recent significant reduction in oil prices and the demand dampening effects from COVID. Another Calgary-based company, Keyera Corp, operates a large web of natural gas gathering pipelines and gas processing plants across west-central Alberta that produce mixed NGLs. These are trucked or mostly shipped on third-party pipelines to Keyera's liquids handling operations centers in Edmonton and Fort Saskatchewan. Keyera also operates dedicated NGL pipeline systems running southwest of Edmonton. The Rimby NGL pipeline at a capacity of 45,000 barrels per day, and the smaller, connected Keylink pipeline at a capacity of 22,000 barrels per day, both of which tie back several gas plants to Keyera's operations in Fort Saskatchewan. Keyera and a partner, SemCAMS Midstream, in May 2019 announced plans to construct a dedicated NGL pipeline that would link many of Keyera's gas plants in the northwest. Dubbed CAPS, the pipeline's construction was slated to begin in the second half of this year. However, the previously mentioned uncertainties surrounding COVID and the reduction in energy prices led Keyera in April to announce a delay in CAPS's construction until the second half of 2021. No firm capacity has been established for the CAPS line, but it has been estimated to be 100,000 barrels per day. Finally, Plains Midstream Canada, a wholly owned division of Plains All American, has a small 70,000 barrels per day pipeline system, or co-ed NGL system, in central Alberta that collects mixed NGLs and condensate for transport to the company's fractionation and storage operations in Fort Saskatchewan. As we mentioned earlier, Western Canada's regional production of diluent is not sufficient to meet all of the diluent demand by the oil sands. The balance of the need is supplied by two diluent import pipelines from the Chicago area, Enbridge's 180,000 barrels per day Southern Lights pipeline and Pembina's 95,000 barrels per day Cochin pipeline. Southern Lights, which began import operations in July 2010, ships small quantities of diluent into the Hardisty oil hub, but most of its volumes go to Edmonton. Cochin, which began sending condensate north into Canada in July 2014, terminates in Fort Saskatchewan. With nearly all of that in-region and imported diluent supply focusing on the Edmonton-Fort Saskatchewan hub, a number of new diluent-dedicated pipelines also have been built to move diluent from those hubs to the oil sands. We will take a closer look at these pipelines in Part 3 of this series. He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother was written by Bobby Scott and Bob Russell. The song was originally released by Kelly Gordon in early 1969, but it was the Hollies' release of the song as a single in September 1969 that made it a worldwide hit. He Ain't Heavy was the second song on side 2 of the US release of the Hollies' ninth studio album of the same name. The song was recorded at Abbey Road Studios in London between June and August 1969, with Ron Richards producing. It went to number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. Personnel on the record were Alan Clark on lead vocal and harmonica, Tony Hicks on lead guitar and backing vocals, Kerry Sylvester on rhythm guitar and backing vocals, Bernie Calvert on bass and keyboards, Bobby Elliott on drums, and Elton John on piano. The album He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother was released in the US in December 1969. It was released in the UK 1 month prior, under the title Hollies Sing Hollies. The renamed US version included the hit single, which was not included on Hollies Sing Hollies. It would be the first Hollies album released since the departure of Graham Nash in late 1968. The album went to number 32 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. The Hollies are a British rock band formed in Manchester in 1962 by Alan Clark and Graham Nash. They have released 21 studio albums, 22 compilation albums, 7 EPs, and 67 singles. they have had 21 singles chart in the Billboard Hot 100 and 13 albums chart in the Billboard Top 200. They are members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Vocal Group Hall of Fame. The band still tours with founding members Tony Hicks and Bobby Elliott, joined by touring musicians.
This has been the RBN Energy Blogcast. Thanks for listening.